Oh, bro, if the thing comes to me, I'm going to snag that thing.
Guard dog.
Twice.
Hold on, let me take a picture like the guys who found Saddam.
Elementary school, they call the doctor, chill by. So it's kind of nuts. Yeah. I thought Michelle Obama would be their best choice. Because she's not a politician. She doesn't have a record. People like her.
But she has to hide her dog.
She must be hiding this something.
The only problem, the only issue is that she's a guy. That's the only issue.
That's the only, like, for real, I know that's a fun conspiracy.
Yeah.
But there is something preventing her from becoming president.
No, 1,000%.
She would be president in a landslide.
She'd be the president
every day
in a landslide.
They don't announce her. I get closer to being like,
something's going on there.
Maybe she has a cock.
Something's up.
What is going on?
She's
here?
The perfect candidate, except for the fact that she was a man when she met her husband.
You know what's nice is if they run her, Trump will, when he gets desperate, in a debate,
it's coming out.
You have a cock.
No, Big Mike is coming out in that debate.
That's what they're calling her. They're calling her Big Mike. I'm not calling her Big
that's
Mike.
That's my favorite conspiracy.
Big Mike.
I'm not saying it.
It's one of the best conspiracies.
It's so funny.
Because it's reached the actual... It's reached the dads and uncles.
It has.
Yeah.
My dad and they'll be like...
One of the last things my mother said in her mental institution in the common area when they were, by the way, we went after she died, we went to like get her stuff, like whatever, like Beanie Babies and stuff that had littered around the room. You know, they called us and they were like, "You want to get her stuff?" My aunt's like, "We should get her stuff." I wanted to be like, "Just give it to the other nut jobs, right? Yeah. Just give it to them.
Divvy it up.
They're not going to know who's Kermit the Frog this is. They're not even going to remember. One of them, best case, one of them might go, "That's Patty's Kermit." But no one's going to remember. So we go in there to get your dead schizophrenic mother's Beanie Baby. It's the most depressing day ever.
Oh my God.
And I was so thankful. One of her orderlies, like a Jamaican lady, pulled me aside and goes, she goes, "You'll like this. It's really funny. A couple of days before your mom died, like Michelle Obama was giving a speech and like your mother was sitting there in her wheelchair just watching. And we went over to her. We're like, should we leave this on? And my mother goes, should we leave her on? That's Michelle Obama. And my mother goes, yeah, you can leave her on. But then my mother goes, I think that's a man. So it reached my schizophrenic mother.
Everybody.
Somehow in her mental institution in Jamaica, Queens, it got to her.
That thing. That's...
So right before she died, it's the last thing she learned on Earth.
Oh,
it was the final thing she learned on Earth. She goes, "Oh, that woman might be a guy," and then literally she just had a bowel obstruction and checked out.
It's a curse. She probably spread it to the Kermit. Yeah. She probably went in that room and was talking to the Beanie Babies Michelle Obama has a dick.
She gives it to another guy.
Yeah, somebody's gonna pick that thing up.
Yeah,
like,
pick it up. Go, wait a minute. You do see a bulge.
I don't know.
We're on the carnivore diet. We can talk about just eating meat.
We can talk about having fucking diarrhea.
You guys are on it?
Yeah.
But are y'all dipping also?
No. I believe he is.
Yeah, I dip.
Oh, I think that kind of...
It is plant-based. That is.
True, but you're not eating it.
But I'm spitting it out.
Yeah. Oh, you're spitting it out.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've done the carnivore. I had one time I had a podcast. I was doing the carnivore diet. And I could barely talk. I didn't have no energy in my body.
How many days in was it?
I think almost maybe 34 hours in, 39 hours.
It was about that.
Yeah, it fucks you up. I thought you were about to say 34 days in. I was like, fuck, I have no shot.
I would like fall asleep, like listen. Like I would talk in a conversation, and then as soon as I was done, I would like rest for a little while. Like get dry. It was very strange. I was shocked at how much energy I didn't have.
Yeah, your body's switching a whole different, your brain's using a whole different fuel source.
Yeah.
Which is like, I like it. Once you get out of that weird period of like shitting your pants and stuff, like once you stop shitting your pants.
I haven't broken through.
Really?
Still in the full shit your pants phase.
Dude, I'm taking dumps I forgot even existed right now.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Like, prehistoric dumps.
Yeah.
Yeah, suicide bike rider.
Come on, ladies, hop on.
And especially he's just driving and just like, and then so my fucking daughter, he's like, I can't, man.
Somebody you don't get on pedal. The Mopac.
You don't right into the river. You don't even pedal. You don't pedal at all. You just sit. Your pedaling does nothing on those things. Dude, that's how ladies used to kill themselves back in the day. You just hop in the river. You're just ready for the river, and you would just be like, fuck it, and jump in.
Yeah, that's usually how they got rid of their kids, too.
Oh, Jesus.
You know, we're taking you straight to the lake. Why don't you sit in the back of the car? I'm going to put it in neutral.
Eee.
Right down the boat ramp.
Oh.
tired of you crying. I want to go out with my friends.
Yeah, I want to hang out. I want to go. I want to be a flapper. Did you ever like
get to really going at the women?
No, the flapper, that was in 1920.
No,
that was,
no, I know what a flapper is. I'm just saying, the beginning of this is all
been. Ooh, what a slap, bro. What a motherfucker.
That was a powerful slap, Omar.
That was.
Damn, you're coming for Gardini's job.
I know, man. Surprised everything syncs up properly with his little slap.
We'll see, though. We'll see. Usually you're about, Lemaire's about 50% on his
producing
skills.
Yeah, there could be a major
There's a
technical
solid
flaw.
Chance that this does not have a video. So we'll see.
We shall see.
It is a woman's world, man.
I mean, but we're lucky to be living in it.
We're lucky to be living in it.
I can't wait till she comes here. I'm going to the tour.
Katy Perry's, that was a good, I was expecting that to be terrible. The music video was great. Well, do yourself a favor and watch Katy Perry's Woman's World music video.
I thought the one part was really powerful.
There was one part that was extremely powerful, and me and the crew ran it back and started chanting, "Women, women." Yeah, it is a woman's world.
It was very powerful, just that shot in general.
She's trying to tap into the drags.
Yeah, you're talking about just by
No, not that, just making that song.
Yeah, that's a literally good market. A song.
She also was a host on RuPaul's Drag Race. I've seen it. Trust me, Daddy, I know all about the drags now. Every once in a while when it's a woman's TV choice, I have to watch fucking RuPaul Drag Race.
You should remake Grease. That'd be a good movie. Remake Grease, but it's really all just drag queens and doing drag racing. But instead of the cars, they're just like walking towards each other and being like.
One of the drag queens on the last season was a bit of a greaser.
Really?
You're not far off, Matt. You've got a keen eye for the drag. Actually, Lemaire would obviously be the most powerful drag here. I would be number two. It is about size and girth. I'd be a mean fucking queen, dude.
Yeah,
I'd be
you think Lemaire would take the throne as the number one queen?
If you watch the show, you'll see who they like. Mm-hmm. They like a portly fella that does that. I'd be a giant, though, because they wear like giant.
Yeah.
I'd be 6'7".
Oh, God.
I'd be like, hey,
How big of a bitch do you think you could be?
I can be a bitch. You've seen me be a little nasty bitch. You've been around people when I was being a little nasty bitch to them. You go, God damn, that guy's being nasty. I could probably be one of the nastier bitches.
That's so funny.
I know deep down I'd be a nasty queen, dude. I got to get my flexibility up, though.
True. That must be sick, though. Just being a girl and being mad and just being like,
I have no repercussions.
I'm just
going
to say the most off-the-wall shit right now.
Oh, yeah.
It's got to feel so good.
And he'll forgive me in a day. All I have to do is say sorry once. In fact, I don't even have to say sorry. I have to just be kind of nice the next day.
I have to vaguely acknowledge
and the guy that I'm dating or married to will just go, eh.
Yeah.
Fuck it. That's fine. Yeah, I don't give a shit. I know you're fucking dumb. No, that wasn't directed at anyone. That was a joke.
It is funny, though, just to like be brewing, wake up, like...
Dude, ever since I got my gun, I've just been so sassy.
Really?
Ever since the gun's been in the house, I've just been going, who wants it?
Yeah, what's up? What's going on?
Any bump in the night last night. Clip was loaded.
Yeah, you like literally wake up feeling sorry for whoever it is. Like, I'm not even scared. I just feel sorry.
It'd be insane what would happen to them.
I feel sorry for you right now. Yeah, I'm going to try that. I'm going to do one day where I just wake up and
cops will get called.
I'm not going to hit her.
I know, but if you said...
not even say.
If
you talk
the way they talk to us, the police would be there.
I'd be... True. I'll be way more subtle, though.
Like, fucking women are fucking annoying. I like
We're on Katy Perry's side. What are you talking about?
We're having fun. We support them.
We do, dude. We're lucky to be living in
one of those fucking bike things get clipped yet?
I'm trying to make sure. No, this didn't get clipped. It just fell.
It just fell over?
Yeah, just they were going too fast.
They were flying?
Yeah.
Well, I appreciate that.
And it tipped over?
Yeah.
Dang.
Damn, they probably got pretty hurt.
Oh, yeah.
I saw a sky bar. You ever see those things? They put like a bar on a crane.
What?
Yeah, really just high in the air.
No.
I saw one of the cables snapped on one of those and it like
Oh, they didn't. It turned into the fucking fun house, dude. It
turned into a real fun house.
Damn.
That seemed like the scariest thing I've ever seen. I think it was in Puerto Rico. I could be wrong. Okay, maybe. What's the difference?
Your father died in the Puerto Rican sky bar. Damn, I didn't know they do that. They just lift you up in a... Dude, when you're up that high, too, the wind catches you and you're swaying. That's, like,
seems like shit.
It's a terrible idea. Yeah. I'd want nothing
to do. You're
going
to piss the entire time.
True.
If they're drinking.
Oh, I didn't even think about that. Where do you... I guess they have like a little commode. What do you even do?
Piss.
Now actually, you could sell me on going up pissing high, having Puerto Rican ladies pee on me and fucking 900 feet.
You gotta start selling tickets to the underneath. A little side hustle.
Just drowning in White Claw piss. Now we're talking. That thing's no holds barred, dude.
True. I gotta head to San Juan. I got a business.
Yeah, that's the woman's world I dream of. Yeah.
Just get a poncho like you're the Lady of the Mist.
I would be voguing up there, dude, if I was at the fucking Puerto Rican Sky P Bar.
Yeah, will you look up this Puerto Rican Sky P Bar? We gotta fact check this.
True.
Sorry, we have an all black crew today. And they're both preoccupied with the NBA playoffs.
House. They'll invent problems that aren't there. They'll tell you about other things you don't have that you might have.
The mail lady here yesterday worked as an exterminator for me. She got, there was a possum dead in the front.
No way.
And she was like, I got rid of that possum. It's been here for four straight days. I
was
like,
is that what was stinking?
I'm hoping that's what stinks. Something in this house occasionally stinks like shit.
Where it's was probably a dead animal.
And I was hoping it was the dead animal.
Yeah, it's probably that.
Where was it located?
It was out front left.
That's where you were catching the smell.
Front left, though.
Yeah.
I've been catching it. I have been catching it on this side of the house, which is nice.
That's a dead poss.
Hopefully, but it must have been
coming
dying.
Coming through the walls.
Must have been dying for like a month in there. And then went out front to die, finally. I don't know.
Did the right thing, yeah.
It did the honorable thing.
Yeah. And where did she put this thing?
I don't know.
She sells it to like a taxi.
She was like, I found it. She's like, just so you know, I got rid of that dead possum. And I was like, what are you talking about?
It's like the Wuhan lab. They're selling the animals out of the back door just to get
bringing them back to life.
Yeah. We have where I live, there's a taxidermy place like right on the corner where people will bring in like their dog and they have a taxidermy. Or like most of it's hunters.
Hunting, yeah.
But every now and then, like somebody will come in with a cat, like a house
stuff
cat.
A cat.
And they'll do it. They go, yeah, we'll do it.
I'm going to bring a dog in and be like, oh, it's your pet. Be like, I hunted it. I hunted this dog.
No, I kidnapped this. I took it out of someone's backyard.
This weekend. And it was that we drove through like the Mission District. I think that's like there, like Kensington.
Oh, shit.
Dude, it's fucking wild. I kept, but it's not as like big and thick as Kensington, but it's insane. Pause. I drove, shoot, pause, my bad. I drove through and dude, they have like
thick. It's crazy.
Well, I mean like dense with people. It's not as like big and thick as veiny as Kensington.
It's not as veiny and throbbing as Kensington.
It's not oozing pre-cum. But they have like a different drug guy. You know, Kensington has like the bend it over guys. In San Francisco, there's like these guys, and they just walk around. Like it's crazy.
Oh,
it's a new guy.
Stuck walking.
Yeah, stuck walkers. They're just like this. They're like this, and they just kind of. I was actually wondering the other day, have the attacks on elderly Asian women gone down? That seemed to like reach a fever pitch.
I bet you they're the exact same rate. It's just
you
the
think
news,
so? That's a
news.
Good. That's a good point. It could have been.
I don't think anybody that was committing those types of crimes was going home and watching the news and being like, "I should stop.
I should change my ways."
If you're socking an Indian lady at the subway, you're not going to watch CNN.
Don't think Wolf Blitzer could look you in the eyes through the TV and transform you?
Stop it.
Anderson Cooper, he would have froze me if I just got back from just fucking clocking a lady on the subway. And Anderson's like, knock it off.
It's like in every like bank robbery movie where like they sit down, they're in public and the local news comes on. And it's like, this is the video.
Yeah. Oh.
Think of being the guy who socked an Asian lady at a train station in the neck.
Dude.
That comes on the TV.
They definitely wake up in the hospital every time though.
Yes.
They probably, the guy comes out of the hospital like, oh, Jesus Christ, not again. Fuck.
Thanks, buddy.
That's absolutely a brutal move. That's
that
such
does
a cold,
result in a hospital visit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The hospital used to seem more reliable, huh?
I agree.
It doesn't seem that reliable as it used to.
You know? Can walk in and
go in the frame, dude. You're good.
This isn't a professional.
Yeah.
Thanks, yeah,
don't
man.
Worry about it.
Thank you, bro.
Thank you to the Canadian man.
The Canuck. I just got engaged, actually, Tim.
Oh, really? Congrats, bro.
Nice. That's awesome.
What's his name? That's good. Yo, Canadian engagement.
True.
But Tim's an illegal alien for a long time.
What? What?
Sorry. Tim was a visitor from the north.
Yeah, dude. How'd you get past our wall up there?
Super under the radar for 17 years.
Nice. How'd you, he got past the wall because dragons burnt it down.
Yeah,
how the hell did you blend in? How do people not pick you out and say, what the hell are you doing here?
I moved straight into East Nashville.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
it's pretty easy to blend in over there.
Sure, yeah.
He came up with the Kawhi Leonard trade.
Yeah. Went to the Clippers.
Basically, the Coliseum, we need to toss these boys in.
True.
I got a feeling the heroin boys in Northeast are going to be tough. I think the screaming runners here are all talk.
You think?
I think the heroin boys are going to be tough.
Yeah, and then for like the card, like the round girls, we can just get like street prostitutes.
Yeah,
like toothless street prostitutes.
How tough do you think the Midwest zombies are going to be?
Midwest zombies are—they're not even zombies. They're like white meth.
Yeah,
I don't know.
They'd be technicians for sure.
Yeah, they'd be working on the crafts. Because we would have to get into pod racing. We would have to let these boys operate some motor vehicles.
We need the weight class. We need like the 95 pound to like 97.
95
110, 115 heavyweights.
Heavyweights, 110.
And you got to watch the women's league because you would have a lot.
Women's league would be nice.
Yeah, but you'd have to be careful with the. You have a lot of Juana men fucking sneaking into there.
There would be a lot of Juana men. Keep the balls out of homeless cockfighting. Keep the cocks out of homeless cockfighting. Who's your pick to win? The Screaming Runners on paper, they could be a paper
tiger,
but
they'd be more of like X-Pac. They'd be off the ropes. Maybe more off the road.
I saw him at an airport.
You almost got me. Like, no, you didn't. I did. I saw Pac, dude. I for real saw.
I'm starting to come back around on that, too. I think you might have saw Pac.
I did.
I think it was him or the star. I forget.
Yeah, the one guy was like fucked up. The one Kaiser. Well, that was he
Wilhelm's
dumb
the one,
too?
Wilhelm's the one they kind of pinned the entire war on.
Shit.
Which that led
to. Wait, World War I started just because of a couple dudes beefing?
Yeah, pretty much.
Damn.
You can boil it down to that.
That stinks.
Well, anyway. Actually, it's a total mystery.
I think that's the whole point of this book is the build up to World War I. So there's like if you look into it, there's explanations.
Yeah, but like they all say like, oh, they were cousins and stuff, but has anyone like looked into like was that just like England trading somebody to France and being like you marry our guy?
That's how the World War I was basically the end of monarchies.
Yes, I remember that.
In Europe. So it was still that type of thing where it's like the Habsburg royal family.
Yeah.
There's like families that you do trade.
Sorry, I'm going to throw up. I can't handle the Nick, dude.
Like, those are strong, bro. Those
I know, mints, they get you.
Yeah, spicy.
They dissolve fast.
But like Marie Antoinette, she wasn't French. She was traded in a...
Where was she from, England?
I think Austria.
Austria, that's where she was from. Damn, dude. That must be cool, though, to be like beefing with a whole other country and be like...
Bro, just fuck
send
my daughter.
Send our hot fucking daughter.
Yeah, send our fucking hot daughter over there. We'll chill.
And if your daughter does, I thought you get sucked out. Right now.
Yeah, I think we're good.
That's cool.
It's got to be cool because some people are sitting right close to it, so they're basically just throwing peanuts out.
Must have been freezing.
Oh, that's true.
That fucking door ripping open. You must have been so scared and cold. Just
I would have gotten exposed. I'd have been like, "We're getting sucked out."
I would have screamed, dude. I would have been making the weirdest noises. If a door ripped off a plane, yeah, you'd be making the noises you didn't. You'd be making noises you didn't know you could make.
People are like, "What's wrong with that guy?"
Like anyone else feeling the G-force? I'd have been sucked into my seat like the Gravitron, dude. I was like,
hopefully you would faint.
True from the G's.
Hopefully you would faint.
G-Force.
Dude, I watching like people get fly like planes. You just start singing shit. You're like, what is going on?
You would lose. You might, yeah. Who knows what reaction you'd have. You might be like euphoric. It might be just a crazy.
You fucking hum somebody's dog at him.
Somebody has to die. It's this dog.
And I'm joking. And the dog has a parachute on.
True.
True. Calm down.
And he knows how to use it. He's trained.
Has anyone done that before? Throwing a dog out with a parachute?
Oh, yeah.
I'm probably skydiving with a dog. I think
skydiving
I've
with, yeah.
That.
That's why would you do that?
It's pretty good. The dog's mouth.
Joe,
the lips.
That is the ultimate roll down window, though, for the dog. Yeah. I guess not like his Sunday service. It could be a Sunday service. I don't know. But it's like he wants to do now a chorus of all black men, no white men. And you have to be at least the complexion of Diddy. Dark enough. You have to be at least as dark as Diddy's.
Wait,
Diddy's his benchmark. Yes. No, that's his exact words. You got to be at least the complexion of Diddy, and you must be willing to shave your head and his volunteer, and you have to wear a swastika. But other than that,
he's going to get so many volunteers.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
It's going to be in Compton, too.
Oh, man.
Or like this LA area. So, yeah, I'm looking. Be on the lookout for that. That's going to be a
it's
bunch of shaved
It's going to be the funniest thing that's ever happened. Oh, man.
But, yeah, man, he's iced out now. He's got the swastika ice fucking flooded on both sides, too. If you can't flood the other side of swastika.
Wait, I have not seen
it's
this.
It's flooded on both sides.
He's got an iced out swastika. There's no way this is going to be the coolest thing I've ever seen.
I mean, that would be an heirloom.
Finding a jeweler to do that had to be impossible.
You'd be surprised. Oh, true. True, a lot of them.
Well, now that's a bit of a... Yeah.
Yeah.
Never mind.
I knew what I was saying.
And I was like, I'm carrying the gun. I wanted to assert my manhood, so I'm like, yes. I'm carrying the gun to
Take
the car.
It back.
I think I was just like, checking the chamber.
This is just mixed love, man, is what this is.
Yeah.
This sounds like every mixed relationship I've ever even.
There's not one mixed couple that hasn't dropped a gun in a parking lot.
She was so mad.
Yeah, but that's funny. Did she laugh?
No, she was like, I told you I should have carried it. It's like, I know how to fucking carry it. I had one lapse.
I have fucking butterfingers. Relax. I had fucking popcorn earlier.
I
bitch.
Thought I saw someone coming at us. Dude, it was ridiculous, dude. Yeah, I can't have a gun. That was like in my head. I was going to get a gun, and I was like, I can never have one. I can't personally carry one.
I'm now. Getting one, but it's going to result in.
We have them in our house, but she's in charge. I'm hand-to-hand combat. I'd go down fucking.
Yeah, of course.
Take the shot.
I've seen you hit the bag.
True.
You could do some damage.
I could wail on an intruder.
Yeah, you could wail on an intruder.
Yeah, and I'm ready to dive. The deaths of despair have definitely gone up.
Really?
But that includes like overdoses.
But there's also a lot more tall buildings than you used to be.
True. More land of opportunity.
It is a landmark.
Yeah, dude, think about it. In the 1800s, you had to fucking drive all the way to St. Louis to even fucking jump off
a
something.
Cliff. You had to find a cliff.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah
and now you can just do it almost in your area.
Yeah, definitely local. In your area. You can find a nice 5G tower.
True. Oh, that'd be nice.
I've seen some people fall off those. Really? Guys trying to shut it down, be like, 5G's fucking us up.
And they just jump off them?
Yeah,
it's almost like that bums and drones. Have you seen that?
Oh,
like,
dude.
That's so sad, man.
It is really mean, but goddamn, it's funny when they
so funny.
They bucket the drone, they try to throw shit at it, they fall down into their own trash.
It's an understandable response, though.
It'd be so scary.
Well, yeah.
Dude, someone was flying
you're
a drone.
Meth and exactly what you knew was happening happened. You're like, the government's surveilling me with future technology.
True.
I know it. And then a drone comes into your tent, it just.
Yeah, it's just 12-year-olds laughing hysterically.
12-year-olds on the other side of a hill, like, oh, shit, we got him.
Whose dads actually work for the government.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
Low-key, you're kind of correct.
You know how sad it would be, like, if a family member got addicted to drugs and you lost them to being a homeless guy, and then you're just scrolling through Instagram, you see your fucking son getting attacked by a 12-year-old's drone.
You know what's crazy? I bet that's a reality. That's like,
yeah, it's definitely a reality.
And I bet part of them is, like, just, like, it's fucking ridiculous. And part of them is thankful that their dad's even alive, probably.
But that also doesn't have to be just bums, dude. If a drone started following me, I would react the exact same way as those.
Yeah, if a drone
guys.
Just pulled up at your fucking party,
I'd be
like,
throwing stuff
who
at
is
it.
That?
Yeah,
you get pissed. My friend had this.
Mad.
It went over his
I did get a hold of Faces of Death there.
Did you?
At a sleepover.
Lemaire's answering the mailbox right now. Sorry. I'm just joking, Lemaire, dude. You seem like a really great guy. I shouldn't have said that.
He is answering great. Mailbox? He's a great guy.
But that's like a drone. But dude, if you pulled a drone up really on anybody, it would be fucking great. Businessman and drone, like it could be absolutely anybody.
That'd be nice. To pull
hookers and drones.
Yeah. That they'd get mad at that.
They would not like it. They get so mad about everything.
My bad. I shouldn't. Is it good?
We'll be able to identify. In the editing room.
We should do a nonverbal episode where we all just go,
primal.
Totally primal. That's a better way to put it.
Yeah.
Primal screams.
Probably what's been happening here in the last few months.
That's a black caveman.
Yeah.
Please speak on it so they don't think I'm just being a white racist.
I thought it was hilarious.
Thank you very much.
Bro, no, you can't talk about it. White comedians.
Never speak on white comedians.
What's up, dude?
Not too much. So I just look at you guys, or do I look at this expensive camera y'all have lined up?
Don't worry about
just you guys.
That's 4K. We have three of them. We have three of them, by the way. No big deal.
We do it. Yeah. See the three on it?
That is. I'm kind of wondering why the first two aren't set up. I mean, is it we don't need the coverage? We don't need it?
We're low prod quality.
Oh my God. I have to find this and give it to you. I'll show this to you. Brittany took a picture of me last night. I was by the bed. I'm always naked at nighttime. So she was like, go see if you can make Maya go to sleep. She's been waking up every night at like, dude, 12 o'clock, 11:30, just fully awake for like 3 hours. It's fucking nuts. So she was like, go try to put her to sleep. And so we have like a baby monitor. She took a picture of me through the baby monitor. I was naked and just sitting in there because I like put her.
Hey, dude, I swear I saw a pod.
You need to start screaming Xbox at so many people. Any white dude with long hair, you got to go, oh, Xbox. He was wearing a bandana and cool glasses and a tank top. It was definitely Xbox. Every single white dude with long hair dresses like Xbox.
I swear, dude, I think I was on my way to Puerto Rico when I saw Xbox.
He was had to do a Skyball for sure.
So she snapped the cable.
Fucking black guy with dreads and tattoos and be like, John Morant. He's like, dude, they all, there's every dude with dreads that's skinny looks like that.
We'll never know. I'll have to call my friend because he was there. Like, can you remember when we saw Pac?
That used to be our dreads.
Yeah, curly
hair like that.
Wet curly hair.
Yeah.
True.
That was much more prevalent.
It was. It really was.
It was like every other guy.
Yeah, just part right down the middle.
It's pretty sick.
That was fucking tight.
Whites had swag back then, dude.
Whites had crazy swag in the 90s.
Come on, man. Whites had crazy swag in the
grunge.
90s. We were going nuts.
That might have been y'all worst look era.
What?
Polo, and that fucked us. That reset us.
But we untucked them. It made it a little more free. You guys always kept the polo tucked. It's a whole different thing.
Don't get me started on race war, dude.
Dude, right now.
I'm talking is tough.
As soon as I got my gun, dude, I was fully race war.
Did you have you been on X in a while?
Yeah.
Mine is for real. Like,
me and my little hang up on this is one person talked.
Yeah.
And the other person stabbed someone in the heart.
The craziest part, I don't know how people even researched it. The guy videoing the lady is apparently a pedophile.
Of course.
He's a fucking pedophile. Alleged. I don't know if this is true.
Why do pedophiles keep filming people? They keep getting involved.
They're like,
things.
He's a pedophile. I don't know how they even, you can't even see the guy's face. And like, he's a pedophile. And then
they might be tossing these pedophile charges out willy nilly because you can literally.
Outside school for him to come out like, you
fuck,
know, they score.
Fuck. Somebody comes out and goes, get the fuck out of here. Go, oh, shit. We got to go. Oh, fuck. Fuck, my dad's going to beat the fuck out of me for this. My dad's going to be so pissed. I'm trying to score child porn at a school. Fuck.
Here's the car ride home. Oh, like, I didn't do it, I swear.
Yeah, no music on in the car ride home. Fuck.
It's in the back seat.
That is fucking bullshit. It's not true. Kid's a fucking liar.
It was my friends. I was just there.
No, no. I learned it from you.
I only looked.
I found it on your bed.
I only looked at one.
One?
All right, four. All right, I was looking at
four. I looked at four job boards.
He just gives you the belt.
You gotta get the belt.
No, Dad.
Yeah.
Can I take your car?
Can I borrow your car? A couple of the guys want to meet up. You're not going anywhere.
I fucking hate this place. I make one mistake and I'm out of fucking my whole summer's ruined. Your wife and kids are living with you.
Yeah, the wife and family. Oh, man. Motherfucking. It's okay to be gay now. No!